All right, there is no defending this disturbing breaking news that we just got. Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort has been directly linked to a creepy drawing that was sent to Jeffrey Epstein for his 50th birthday. This creepy drawing depicts Epstein getting a massage at some sort of resort from young girls. Now, people were doing research for the past 24 hours until they realized this resort isn't on Epstein's island. This is Trump's own Mar-a-Lago spa. This becomes even more uniquely eerie when you realize that Epstein used Mar-a-Lago as a grooming grounds to find young girls, to groom them, and then subsequently sexually abuse them throughout their teen years and early 20s. So after Congress got this book, this birthday book from the Epstein estate that had messages from hundreds of celebrities, you know, businessmen, rich people, all sending things to Jeffrey Epstein to applaud him. Not all of them knew. I wouldn't say that every single person knew. But as people began to look through these messages, it became increasingly obvious that many people in the Epstein circle knew exactly what was happening. Which, when you look at Harvey Weinstein, for example, he didn't get caught until the Me Too movement, until the mid-2010s. And he was doing some insanely disgusting stuff, too. So I guess rich white men cover for rich white men when they abuse power or sexually abuse people who they deem not in a position of power, like young girls. It's very, very disgusting. And now that we have the opportunity to bring accountability, we need to be fighting day in and day out to expose these creeps who are now in power. Imagine being one of the survivors who has spent decades and decades trying to get any sort of investigation. And all you see are these people rise further to power, like Alex Acosta or Donald Trump or others who are allegedly directly involved. Now, as people were looking through this book, they saw this drawing. This is the drawing that we will get to. But there was also this odd check. This check implies that Epstein sold a girl to Trump. It's so weird. It says, Jeffrey sharing early talents with money. Sells fully depreciated blank to Donald Trump for $22,000. Now, the prevailing theory here is that this is a girl that was dating Jeffrey Epstein that then went on to date Donald Trump, and they were joking about, like, quote-unquote, joking disgustingly about how she was sold to Donald Trump from Jeffrey Epstein with this big mock check. That is the prevailing theory. But people think it could be much, much more insidious. Even if that is the theory, it is a disgusting display from rich men who clearly treat women like something that can be sold. Young women like something that are to be sold. Check out this drawing right here, because this is the main foundation of what people are talking about. On the left, you see Jeffrey Epstein at age 40 years old. He was like 30 or 40 in that, giving balloons to young girls who are blushing and in skirts. Somebody drew this. This is a 30-year-old Jeffrey Epstein. Then you see him in 2003 getting a massage on what looks to be some sort of resort or island or spa with a palm tree and a resort in the background by young girls. You two might actually strike this video down, and I wouldn't blame them. This is creepy as hell. It's so incredibly creepy, but the facts need to be shown. Now, this drawing was sent to Jeffrey Epstein. What people figured out was this. Oh God, the creepy picture of Epstein grooming girls to get massages is not Epstein's house on the island. It's the Mar-a-Lago as seen from the beach. Whoever drew this was drawing Epstein getting massages by girls he groomed while on Trump property. Let me zoom back into this slowly, and I want you to pay close attention to this resort right here. We can actually zoom in even further by looking at this photo. We see palm trees, a beach, and we see brown roofs with multiple stories with a pyramid at the top. Now, when we look at the Mar-a-Lago resort, it's the exact same color. It's the exact same thing. There are even better illustrations that we can look at. For example, look at this. Look at how the beach looks behind it. Look at how it's all perfectly... Just look at the alignment of the beach to the place. Then look at this photo right here. It's the same exact alignment. It's very, very creepy, but it gets even worse. So as Adam Cochran points out, whoever drew this was drawing Epstein getting massages by girls he groomed while on Trump's property. But to continue, Maxwell chose to include this in the book. Maxwell vetted everything that went into this book. And remember, when Todd Blanche, Trump's personal lawyer turned deputy attorney general, when he interviewed Ghislaine Maxwell and released the tapes, she said she didn't even know if this book existed. She had never really heard of it, and she doesn't remember it. Which means that everything she said can be undermined easily as a lie. I mean, it already could be, but it clearly exists, and she was clearly lying after vetting everything. This says, Maxwell chose to include this in the book. It was in 2003 and depicts Epstein at Mar-a-Lago with groomed girls. It was 3 years after Trump recently claimed he cut off Epstein for quote-unquote stealing employees. So everyone clearly knew what was happening at Mar-a-Lago. Like, here's the timeline. In 1993, Trump was holding behind-the-scenes parties with just Epstein and a bunch of quote-unquote calendar girls. In 2000, Trump claims to have cut Epstein off because Epstein groomed Virginia Giuffre, rest in peace. He groomed Virginia Giuffre out of Mar-a-Lago. Trump said recently on Air Force One, I cut him off after that. I never talked to him. Well, then in 2003, Trump sent these messages, sent these drawings, which we've talked about, these other drawings of Epstein at Mar-a-Lago getting a massage, maybe at the spa. They were sent to him, and Trump even admitted, yeah, he likes them young. This guy likes them young. To continue, let's read this article. It says, Virginia Giuffre said in a lawsuit she was hired away from Mar-a-Lago spa by Epstein's accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell in 2000 when she was 16. Giuffre, who died this year, alleged in her complaint that she was first abused by Epstein and Maxwell together and then lent to other powerful men. Quote, I think she worked at the spa. Trump replied, yeah, I think so. I think that was one of the people. Yeah, he stole her. Jesus Christ, this man. To continue, the Little James house looks nothing like Mar-a-Lago. The house on Epstein's Island looks nothing like it. You know, I love all the Trump voters that comment and troll on my videos. I don't love it for the same reason that other people love. I just find it hilarious that they are coping so hard as I present this evidence that they have to try to make fun of me or deflect to Biden or deflect to Clinton. Yeah, if Clinton did stuff, then arrest him. I don't care. I'm not going to defend Bill Clinton for allegedly doing terrible stuff too, but maybe we should release it and get the actual evidence. It's funny because before I read this, Republicans draw these insane conspiracy theories. Like, I have friends from high school. I grew up in Indiana, right? So a lot of my friends from high school ended up being MAGA, and I see them posting this insane conspiratorial stuff on Instagram or Facebook because I still follow them. And it'll be the biggest stretch ever. It'll be like, in 2009, Joe Biden wore the color red with a circle and an arrow. The color red with the circle and an arrow was worn by famous pedophile John in 1982. And it's like this line trying to connect things. And it's like, hey, we don't have to make shit up to find the pedophilia in the government. It's right here. Epstein owned this island as of 1998. Whoever drew that picture clearly has one, insider knowledge of Epstein's crimes, and two, knew where Epstein committed these crimes. Next, Congress needs to find out who drew that picture and have them under oath immediately, because many victims claim grooming from Mar-a-Lago, and the most detailed picture in the birthday book related to Epstein's crimes now feature Trump's residence. Right? This is exactly what I was saying. Someone says, so the QAnon people just don't care about this stuff anymore. Adam says, right? They made pizza orders into conspiracies that got people killed. But when Trump's friends are drawing birthday cards of someone grooming kids at Mar-a-Lago, there is complete silence. Complete and utter silence. And by the way, Mike Johnson and other Republicans are complicit in this cover-up. Not only is Mike Johnson complicit in this, but I keep pointing out, Matt Gaetz was also under investigation by the DOJ and the House Ethics Committee for sending Venmo payments to underage girls. Yet Mike Johnson covered that up. It is a pattern. It's disgusting. It's infuriating. And I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one.